Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Always appreciate the time that we get to spend with Lee Steinberg, super agent, joining us in the sports bar. The new story to share with all of us coming in the month of March called The Comeback, the new book from Lee Steinberg. Lee, how are you? Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
I'm doing great, and I heard it's 33 in Rochester, so I'm glad I'm in Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, soon enough. Lee, Your team forwarded me an advanced copy of the book, read it. Why was it important for you to write this book and bear all?
Because I think that in life, we all experience setbacks. It could be financial, it could be health, it could be relationship or marital, could be addictive substances, and there's a way in which we all experience these frustrations and crashes of what we thought our life was going to be. Mine was alcohol. So the question is not whether or not you're going to experience a reverse in life. It's what do you do after it? How do you employ resilience? How do you come back and rebuild your life? And I thought that sharing my own story with alcohol and plus the stories of things that Steve Young and Patrick Mahomes and Warren Moon and Troy Aikman and a series of other athletes went through helps illustrate the process and the basic values.
After attempts for recovery that didn't take wholly, what changed for you? How were you able to turn that corner?
I had an epiphany at a certain level that my father raised me with two core values. One was treasure relationships, especially family, and the second was try to make a meaningful difference in the world and help people who couldn't help themselves. And at my low point, I wasn't really honoring those principles. So I had an epiphany, a moment in time where I thought, you know what? I'm not a starving peasant in Somalia. I'm not sitting under the bombing pattern in Ukraine. I'm not, I don't have cancer. I'm not sick. And what excuse do I have not to try and come back? And I found a unique fellowship and a 12-step program, and it helped me through.
Lee, how are you today with your sobriety, and you know, how much are you still putting the work into repairing, rebuilding those relationships that took a hit?
Well, that's constant, and so I do all the recovery activities. But, you know, we have a great practice and the representation of athletes. We've got health and wellness modalities that are talked about in the book that can help everyone live healthier and longer, and they're breaking out, and we're going to introduce some of them into pro sports. So life is pretty exciting.
Yeah, Lee, we'll have some football questions for you, but one more topic, and I'm just picking your brain personally, and you know for our listeners too, because we know people that are battling. What would be your advice to the friends or family of ones that are dealing with this disease of addiction?
To reach out and seek help, because the problem with most forms of addiction is that the disease tells you you don't have a problem. So the first step is to break denial, know that your life is in crisis. And then there are 12-step programs with unique fellowships. And if you simply engage in following those 12 steps, you can find yourself resilient and ready to face life again.
Lee, we always like having your perspective on the sports bar, because you represented athletes for elite athletes for such a long period of time, and throughout the course of an NFL season or just the calendar, there's silly times. Like right now is silly season if you're a head coach in the NFL, and there are openings, and we got the news of Harbaugh being released by Baltimore yesterday, and immediately knowing that we were going to talk to you today, I'm like, wow, to find out that there reportedly have been 7 teams that reached out to him and there are only 6 openings. How does that work if you're an agent of a coach and you've got a team? I mean, if you're a team, you're not getting rid of your coach unless you know you have Harbaugh signed, sealed, and delivered, correct?
Yes. So John Harbaugh right now is the most valuable free agent in football, and he will have endless opportunities to coach wherever he wants. Could be the New York Giants. And so you sit him down and you say, tell me what your priorities are in this process. Is it short-term economic gain? Is it long-term economic security? Is it the quality of ownership? Is it the roster? Is it, you know, how important is profile? And you list those priorities, and then you list what your options are. And so it gives you a way to structure. And when you hit the opportunity that fulfills most of your goals, that's the place to go.
Lee, on the other end, some of these teams that have vacancies have quarterbacks that might have pull or star players. If you are representing one of those star players, how much voice is there? Any voice for the players in all this process here in terms of the head coaching search?
Sure, there's constant dialogue that's going on. Anyone would at least want the input if you have a franchise quarterback, and he's not making the coaching decision, that valuable player, but his input is important. I mean, he's like the CEO of your team on the field, and going to keep players and understanding their perspective can be very helpful.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Some believe that the Ravens aren't done with moving off of John Harbaugh, that they could still move off of Lamar Jackson. And I guess when you're in a situation like that where it appears that there was a little bit of friction between coach and quarterback, whether it was the OC or the head coach and the quarterback, that if you're the owner, you could basically just throw your hands up in the air and say, you know what, we're going to start from scratch with people that we know can be cohesive. Is that something that you've seen in your career?
I don't think Lamar Jackson ends up going anywhere. He is the heart and soul of that team. He's very popular with the players. He's an inherent leader. He's a big hero in Baltimore among the fan base. And look, here's the problem. You cannot win in contemporary football without a franchise quarterback. And let's define that as someone that you can build around for 10 to 15 years, someone you could win because of rather than with, and someone in critical moments, you know, throwing a couple interceptions, the game is getting out of hand. What does the quarterback do now? Can he compartmentalize, adopt a quiet mind, and elevate his level of play in critical situations? If you have one of those players, it's essential to keep him. And if not Lamar Jackson, who? So you see teams go through, you know, like the New York Jets go through, or Cleveland go through endless amount of quarterbacks. They have one in Lamar Jackson. This year didn't work out for them. It didn't work out for the Kansas City Chiefs either. But that doesn't mean that you discard what's essential to being competitive.
Super Agent Lee Steinberg, the book The Comeback will be coming out in March. He's our guest here in the Sports Bar. One team that has a vacancy, and well, they also have the number one overall pick, that being the Raiders. And for folks who don't know, Lee, the inspiration behind the main character in the movie, Jerry Maguire. And, you know, the plot line of that movie, Lee, was, hey, you have this hotshot quarterback that comes out and, you know, hey, I don't want to go to this team. I want to go to that team. So, like, in the real world, though, we're assuming Fernando Mendoza is going to be the number one overall pick. But, like, at what point do things start to get serious here in the draft process between the Raiders and who they would like to pick, making sure that that number one overall pick would actually be on board before his name is called?
There's interaction that's going on between that draft pick, his agent, and the team so that they understand the situation. I mean, it was pretty clear that Caleb Williams had doubts about Chicago. And you look at him now. So the point is, you'd want to make sure that the player was on board. Does he have an inherent right to reject whatever team drafts him? No, not under the collective bargaining agreement. But it's just prudent to try to have contact. And understand what the plan is. So if you're a top draft pick and draft order is determined by who loses the most, obviously the top quarterback is going to face top teams that have had problems. The questions you're going to ask if you're in the Mendoza camp are, what's the plan going forward? How do we avoid being stuck in a losing pattern?
Lee, what can you share with us about Patrick Mahomes and the injury and the rehab? And we're hearing reports that he's going to spend the offseason in Kansas City attacking that rehab in hopes of returning in time for the start of the season. Is that likely? Is it typically six to nine months?
I've never seen a player that takes more pride and puts more energy into being fit all year round. He never really takes a day off. So he's committed to the process. And the other thing about athletes very often is that they have freakishly pliable bodies that can take the pounding. And so he'll work hard and he'll have a happy result.
Yeah, Lee, last one, and you're in Western New York on the air here, Buffalo Bills country, and there's a lot of pressure externally, maybe internally. Just your view from across the country here, because there's a lot of noise surrounding the Buffalo Bills, what may or may not happen. What's your opinion on what you're seeing here in Buffalo as we enter the playoffs?
So the expectations for certain franchises are that they be competitive in the battle for the Super Bowl. So they're held to higher standards. The best example of that is the 4 years that the Bills went to the Super Bowl. And they lost every year. But it depends on your perspective. That means they were among the two best teams in pro football over a four-year period. That's a pretty sensational result. But if you don't win the Super Bowl, now you have Josh Allen, who's as gifted as any quarterback that's played in the NFL in a while. And that gets you going. But it also gets the expectations up. As long as you have Josh Allen, you always have a chance.
Lee, excited for the book to come out this March, The Comeback. We will certainly be checking it out. And as always, we appreciate you carving out some time out of your schedule to join us here in the Sports Bar.
Thank you. You can pre-order the book now on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and be first to get it.
Yeah, and I will vouch. It's a great read. How long did that take you, Lee, to put all the thoughts down?
When you're an author, you keep going over the manuscript over and over and over again and trying to improve it. And the truth is, even after the book's in, you're thinking about all the ways that you could have expressed yourself better and the topics you didn't cover. So it took about a year and a half.
Wow. Lee, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on the book. We're really excited for it to come out and the people that ultimately it will help.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. There he is, Lee Steinberg, super agent, joining us here in the Sports Bar.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.